Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.
All right, let's turn our attention to property now. And as the South African real estate market faces economic uncertainty and shifting dynamics, platforms like Bondnest tell me they're offering innovative solutions for both realtors and home buyers. And to that end, Leanne Hendry is with us, a founding member of Bondnest. Maybe let's talk a little bit about how the traditional model is evolving and empowering agents who want to look at diversifying their income and streamline the home loan process. And any streamlining, I would contend, is always a good thing. So, Leanne, good evening to you and welcome. I'm interested to know what the difficulty is for real estate agents right now and why you think the model needs to change.
Evening, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having us on your show. So, yes, I think coming from a real estate background myself and having worked through this process over a vast number of years, we've identified that there are so many gaps in the market in terms of the personal relationships and platforms that buyers and estate agents or property professionals, as they're now known, are finding, and very particularly with the banks themselves. This personalized relationship and interaction with a client has somewhat over the time disappeared. And unfortunately, we have noticed that the banks are wanting to get closer to their clients. And hence, over the last 5 years, we've been platforming this process, running it within a very closed environment with a subscription based, and really identifying and seeing where this need exists and creating the online platform now for the agent to be able to do the introductions directly back with our partner banks, create that relationship, create that one-on-one interaction once again, and having that property transaction again in their hands, not only just passing it on to somebody else, and then having it sort of cookie-cut approach, if you will, to applying for a bond.
I understand that there is a tense dynamic. Are you also suggesting, Leanne, that unless the model changes, estate agents as we know them are simply going to be shunted to the margins as the banks start to encroach?
I don't think so. There is definitely a huge place for the property professional within the industry. Their professionalism, and we know that the Property Practitioners Association has really done a lot to professionalize the industry. And it is an integral part of the property transaction itself. Having knowledgeable individuals that are able to facilitate the process from the beginning to the end. And the end is not signing that dotted line. The end is actually getting the best financial tool available for your buyer. And this is part of the facilitation that we've put in place through SLS Bondnest.
I want to have a look at your model in just a moment, but surely without a platform like yours, this knowledge is all available online. Again, it does put the estate agent under a fair degree of pressure should they not change and adapt to new circumstances.
100%. And unfortunately, we're finding that we are losing a lot of members that are not keeping up with the change in the trends, staying, because there are so many thousands of estate agents that are registered across the country. What makes you stand out? And what makes you stand out is what tools do you have available that both your buyers and sellers have access to that makes the entire transaction professional, streamlined, keeps you in contact all the time, keeps your commission secure, because we see so many occasions where the agent's commissions are being negotiated from underneath them. And that's their only source of income, bearing in mind that they have to understand that they are running their own individual businesses. They may work for a bigger organization, but in essence, they're running their own business. And all of those operating expenses and experiences need to be brought to the table and need to be professionally managed and keep them ahead of the pack at every possible point of the actual transaction. So whether that's from the documentation, whether that's from the interactions, whether that's from the introductions, every single step of the way, they need to make sure that they are ahead of the pack.
Leanne, I understand you're rightly flying the flag for estate agents, but let me play devil's advocate here. Does the homeowner really care? Surely all we want is the house, we want bond approval as quickly as possible, and we want some assistance with the conveyancing to make sure that we can move in as quickly as we can. We don't really mind who does the deal, do we?
I'm sure that there would be a vast difference when you actually start looking at a percentage or two specifically associated to that final bond grant. So if you are on the end of the transaction as the buyer, that financial implication to you is going to be the most important thing. And you need an agent out there that is going to be working closely with the banks and with their professional team on board that is now providing the direct access and having a look at the personal circumstances of that, of the buyer, to make sure that he's getting the best deal. Every last cent in this economy is making a difference. And a happy buyer means a very happy seller, because they're not going to be sitting with all of the disgruntled arguments thereafter because the transaction has taken too long, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, it is. It's a very important transaction. It's a very important facilitation, making sure that you're getting the best transaction for both buyer and seller, and doing your utmost best in facilitating that successful transaction.
Do you think that there's increasing complexity in this whole equation? And if there is, do you think that realtors themselves are adapting quick enough?
Yes, there is definitely. The complexities within the market now, specifically within the South African market, you are seeing a vast number of different individuals entering into the market. And their circumstances are not just the normal run-of-the-mill circumstance. There are financial constraints. We have a lot of people under debt relief programs. There are various anomalies that need to be considered. And the estate agent themselves, this property professional itself, needs to know what are the changes in the industry, how best can they facilitate a successful transaction with both a buyer and a seller that are qualified, that are enabled, that are legally abled, for example, to purchase a property. And so an estate agent, a property professional, as they're now known, should they not have their finger on the pulse of all of these changes within the industry and within the industry in which they work, they're going to be left behind.
And they'll be left behind even further if they don't have a quick adaptation and adoption of technology.
Indeed, 100%. And, you know, more and more we're finding that owners, buyers, sellers are wanting information now. So when I'm listing my property on any platform, I'm wanting to know that it's live, that I'm getting feedback. And that is really a process that we've been able to streamline. There's WhatsApp, there's email, there's telephone calls. All sorts of communication is facilitated there and then as it is happening. So if there is a gap that is being picked up that may cause a bit of a delay on the transaction being successfully gotten through to the end, both the property professional and the seller and the buyer are able to pick up on that transaction and facilitate as much as they possibly can to get, because turnaround can be done quickly now.
There's nothing worse than fretting about a delay. And essentially what you're telling me is that if you can bridge all of those gaps and give me the assurance that everything's okay, all parties, all three parties in this equation are going to be satisfied. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Indeed it does. And, you know, the thing is people are people, and fortunately there are. And, you know, if you don't have access to the information, how are you relying on the information that is being passed on to you, or if you're having to push the buttons to get that information? Whereas now you have the information on the platform, on a dashboard. It is in real time available to you. There can be no ifs and buts. You know the time it is for example, the application is submitted, what the process is, what that looks like, what the turnaround is expected, and when that conclusion, or the bond grant is then provided by the end financial institution exactly at that time, and then the process is then handed over from there to the conveyancers.
Like all industries, if you don't adapt, you know, to use the old trope, you're going to die. Leanne Henry, thank you very much indeed, founding member of Bond Nest. I appreciate your time tonight, and thanks for shining what I think is a very important spotlight on the industry.
Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.